but she was strong, and her eyes were full of hate. The dark side flowed through her in powerful waves. She drove him back to the room's inner door, and with a telekinetic sweep, slammed it shut behind him.
"Nowhere to run now, Jedi," she gloated. "Why don't you stop fighting defensively and show me what you've got? I'm going to kill you either way, but let's at least make some sport of it."
Shigar ignored her. He knew that some Sith used verbal attacks alongside physical ones to dispirit their opponent. But he would not fall victim to such a ploy. Neither would he allow fear or anger to dictate the way he fought. His master had trained him well. He knew how to fight a Sith, and that was the same way he would fight anyone. The key was to make fewer mistakes than your opponent, and to take every opportunity when it came. The element of surprise could make the difference between a drawn-out battle and a decisive early victory. Smiling calmly, he faced the snarling girl and reached out his left hand. Axe heard the sound of glass tinkling from behind her and ducked barely in time. Hundreds of tiny shards rushed at her, ripped out of the chandelier by the power of the Jedi's mind, and hurled at the exact spot she had been standing. A second stream followed her as she rolled and flipped away, pushing off with her hands and landing on her feet halfway across the room. Recovering her poise, she wrapped a kinetic shield about her and flung the shards away. Only a handful got through, one cutting her arm and another putting a bloody gash over her left eye. She blinked blood away, relishing the sharpness of the pain. The tall, skinny Jedi was coming for her, green blade foreshortened by a strong, stabbing blow aimed at her midriff. She swept it aside, only to find that the move was a feint. He aimed a kick at her right knee and brought the blade sweeping around for her head. With a grunt, she took the kick on her shin and saved herself from decapitation only by reducing the hold on her hilt to one hand. Their lightsabers met just centimeters from her skin. They locked there for a moment, his blade pressing down toward her face. Her left leg twisted behind her, in a difficult position to use her weight against him. He was physically stronger than she, and wasn't above taking advantage of that fact. One solid push, and his blade would be burning more than air. He was stronger, but she was more cunning. Whirling his cloak around his face and throat took barely more telekinetic energy than it did to think of it, and the move had the effect she needed. Taken by surprise, he reeled backward, clutching at the flapping fabric. She retreated only long enough to regain her footing and balance before moving in again while he was blinded. Even without the use of his eyes, he still matched her. He anticipated her moves and blocked them one-handed. His other hand tore at the cloak, fighting against its strangling folds. When he finally threw it away, he faced her two-handed again, lips pursed and bare-shouldered, and she knew that the game was really on now. They fought back and forth across the room, slashing and blocking and leaping and running, using walls, floor, and ceiling as launching pads for each new attack. Glass crunched beneath their feet and swirled around them in distracting, potentially blinding streamers. He was good. She had to grudgingly admit that. But she was good, too, and she fought to the very edge of her abilities. Her mission wasn't going to end here, skewered on a Jedi's lightsaber. If Darth Kratos was going to stand before the Dark Council and admit that he had failed, then she was going to be there to see it. The end came unexpectedly for both of them. She had tuned out the sound of alarms and the